Hong Kong Stablecoins Bill to be introduced in Hong Kong Legislative Council on 18th of December 2024. On 6 December 2024, the Hong Kong government announced the publication of the Hong Kong Stablecoins Bill in the Gazette, aiming to establish a regulatory framework for fiat-referenced stablecoins within its jurisdiction. The Hong Kong Stablecoins Bill, if enacted in its current form, would introduce a licensing regime requiring individuals or entities involved in issuing fiat-referenced stablecoins as part of a business in Hong Kong, issuing stablecoins pegged to the Hong Kong dollar, or marketing stablecoin issuances to the public in Hong Kong, to obtain authorization from the Hong Kong Monetary Authority, or HKMA. The Hong Kong Stablecoins Bill, if enacted in its current form, would grant the HKMA the powers to supervise, investigate, and enforce compliance within the regulatory framework. The HKMA and the Hong Kong government have, over the past 3 years, worked to address the risks and opportunities presented by stablecoins within the broader framework of virtual assets. The first paper resulting from the HKMA's groundwork was the HKMA's discussion paper on Hong Kong crypto assets and stablecoins, issued on 12th January 2022, inviting public input on the potential benefits and risks of these technologies. The paper outlined considerations for regulatory intervention and initiated a dialogue on the future of stablecoins in Hong Kong. Following this, on 31st January 2023, the HKMA released its conclusions on the discussion paper on Hong Kong crypto assets and stablecoins, consolidating feedback from stakeholders. These conclusions identified the need for a regulatory regime that balances innovation with financial stability. On 27th December 2023, the HKMA launched a public consultation on a legislative proposal to regulate stablecoin issuers and simultaneously announced the introduction of a sandbox arrangement. The sandbox was designed to allow participants to test their stablecoin-related business models and technologies in a controlled environment. By 12th of March 2024, the stablecoin issuer sandbox was officially launched, which provided a structured framework for experimentation. The consultation process culminated on 17th July 2024, with the release of the paper on consultation conclusions on legislative proposal to implement the regulatory regime for stablecoin issuers in Hong Kong. These conclusions set out the principles underpinning the proposed regulatory regime and clarified the expectations for stablecoin issuers operating in Hong Kong. The Secretary for Financial Services and the Treasury, Mr. Christopher Hui, stated, "The legislative proposal is essential for Hong Kong in fulfilling our obligations as a member of the Financial Stability Board. Adhering to the same activity, same risks, same regulation principle, this risk-based proposal aims to promote a robust regulatory environment, which is in line with Hong Kong's approach to VA development." The chief executive of the Hong Kong Monetary Authority, Mr. Eddie Yue, stated in his statement, "We have undertaken extensive consultations and given due consideration to the views of the industry when formulating the details of the regulatory regime. We believe that a well-regulated environment is conducive to the sustainable and responsible development of the stablecoin ecosystem in Hong Kong." The Hong Kong Stablecoins Bill is scheduled to be introduced into the Legislative Council of Hong Kong for its first reading on 18th December 2024. ASIC issues new and updated guidance following DBFO Act reforms. On 21st November 2024, the Australian Securities and Investments Commission released updated regulatory guidance in response to reforms introduced under the Treasury Laws Amendments, Delivering Better Financial Outcomes and Other Measures, Act 2024, or DBFO Act. This guidance is aimed to assist financial advisors and Australian Financial Services, or AFS, licensees in complying with new obligations arising from the reforms, which come into effect on 10th of January 2025. The updated regulatory guidance includes 4 updated information sheets and updates to existing regulatory guides, with further guidance expected as the government's DBFO package continues to roll out. ASIC has published four new information sheets addressing the DBFO Act, which includes Info 286, Info 287, that is FAQs on non-ongoing fee arrangements and consents. This sheet answers frequently asked questions about obtaining written client consent to enter into or renew ongoing fee arrangements. Info 287 is updated FAQs on non-ongoing fee requests or consents. Financial advisors can refer to this sheet for guidance on obtaining client requests or consents to charge non-ongoing fees to superannuation accounts. Info 291 are FAQs on FSGs and website disclosure information. This sheet explains obligations related to financial services guides or FSGs and website disclosures. It also references ASIC's recent instrument allowing AFS licensees to rely on website disclosures in place of providing an FSG when dealing in financial products. Info 292 are FAQs on informed consents for insurance commissions. This sheet clarifies the requirement to obtain informed consent before receiving certain insurance commissions, ensuring they are not classified as conflicted remuneration. ASIC has also updated two regulatory guides to align with the DBFO Act reforms, which are RG 246, Conflicted and Other Banned Remuneration. This guide now includes additional advice on managing amendments to conflicted remuneration requirements and RG 175, AFS licensing, conduct and disclosure. Updates to this guide reflect the removal of FSG guidance in former Section C, which has been replaced by the detailed information provided in Info 291. ASIC has also made minor adjustments to two other regulatory guides, that is RG 126 and RG 138, as well as five information sheets to ensure consistency with the DBFO Act. ASIC's guidance is particularly relevant to advisors handling fee arrangements, as new advice fee obligations under the DBFO Act will take effect from 10 January 2025 for new arrangements. Info 286 and Info 287 are designed to help advisors navigate these revised obligations while maintaining compliance. The updates to RG 246 address the practical implications of the amended conflicted remuneration rules, while Info 292 ensures clarity on the need for informed client consent when dealing with insurance commissions. These changes aim to improve transparency and trust in financial advice. ASIC has confirmed its commitment to issuing further guidance once the second tranche of the government's Delivering Better Financial Outcomes package is legislated. As part of this process, ASIC will consult with the industry to ensure future guidance addresses the practical needs of financial advisors and AFS licensees. In the meantime, ASIC encourages stakeholders to review the current guidance and implement the necessary adjustments to comply with the DBFO Act reforms. For more details about the DBFO Act reforms and ASIC's regulatory response, visit the Delivering Better Financial Outcomes Package section on the ASIC website. This hub provides comprehensive information on the reforms and the support available for financial services professionals. United Kingdom Financial Conduct Authority engages industry to shape new crypto regulation framework. On 26 November 2024, the United Kingdom Financial Conduct Authority announced progress in developing a regulatory framework for crypto assets. This follows insights gathered earlier in the year during a series of roundtable discussions involving over 100 organizations, including crypto exchanges, banks, trading firms, blockchain analytics companies, and other key stakeholders. The discussions also included government representatives, academics, and regulatory authorities such as HM Treasury, the Bank of England, and the United States Securities and Exchange Commission. The roundtables addressed key aspects of the proposed regulatory framework, focusing on admissions and disclosures, market abuse prevention, and trading platform regulations, with the aim of creating a balanced and effective system. The United Kingdom Financial Conduct Authority is working to establish a regime that supports innovation while protecting investors and maintaining market integrity. Feedback from these discussions has provided crucial insights to help shape the proposed rules and ensure they address the unique risks and opportunities presented by the crypto market. One key area of focus was admissions and disclosures, considered a cornerstone of the proposed regulatory framework. Proper disclosure to investors is essential for maintaining the integrity of crypto markets and enabling informed financial decisions. Participants in the discussions expressed broad support for an industry-led approach to admissions and disclosures, with rules tailored to meet the different needs of institutional and retail investors. However, challenges were highlighted, particularly in relation to decentralized crypto assets, which have no central issuer. In such cases, compliance with disclosure and due diligence requirements may rely on publicly available information rather than direct engagement with an issuer, posing unique challenges for trading platforms. Another significant area of discussion was the development of a market abuse regime for crypto assets. Traditional market abuse regulations in the United Kingdom are designed to ensure financial markets operate efficiently and transparently. However, participants acknowledge that market abuse in crypto markets often manifests in novel and complex ways, requiring updated approaches. There was widespread agreement on the importance of considering the international nature of crypto markets, with participants highlighting the difficulties posed by varying data privacy laws across jurisdictions when sharing market abuse information. Differing views were also raised on how to apply traditional financial disclosure rules to decentralized crypto assets, with concerns about potential challenges and unintended consequences. The regulation of trading platforms and intermediaries was also a focus of the roundtables. The United Kingdom Financial Conduct Authority seeks to establish strong systems and controls to ensure fair, transparent, and efficient trading while recognizing the unique characteristics of crypto assets. Participants welcomed a distinction between retail and wholesale markets, particularly in areas such as customer protections, disclosures, and product offerings. The role of international standards was also emphasized as a means of promoting growth and reducing regulatory burdens. Discussions on best execution for client orders highlighted that price is only one of several factors to consider, with custody arrangements and asset safety also playing a critical role. Concerns were raised regarding conflicts of interest, particularly for exchanges that issue their own tokens or operate brokerage and market-making activities. The United Kingdom Financial Conduct Authority has already made progress on several fronts. It is leading efforts to implement international regulatory standards through its work with the International Organization of Securities Commissions. The authority is also collaborating with HM Treasury and industry representatives to develop a platform for sharing information on market abuse, which will strengthen transparency and reduce risks. These discussions and subsequent actions reflect the United Kingdom Financial Conduct Authority's commitment to establishing a regulatory framework that supports innovation while safeguarding market integrity and protecting investors. By addressing the complexities of the crypto market, the authority aims to ensure that the United Kingdom remains a leader in financial regulation and innovation. US CFTC announces public meeting on Market Risk Advisory Committee's key topics for December 10th. On 26th of November 2024, the Commodity Futures Trading Commission, the regulatory authority overseeing derivatives markets in the United States, announced that its Market Risk Advisory Committee, or MRAC, will hold a public meeting on Tuesday, 10th December 2024. The meeting will take place at the U.S. CFTC headquarters in Washington, D.C. from 9:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. Eastern Time, with an option for virtual participation. The MRAC meeting will focus on issues within the derivatives and financial markets, central counterparty risk and governance, market structure, climate-related risks, and the impact of emerging technologies. The Central Counterparty Risk and Governance Subcommittee will lead discussions on cyber resilience and third-party service providers, while the Market Structure Subcommittee will address the cash futures basis trade. A detailed agenda for the session will be released in the coming days. The meeting is open to the public, who may attend in person or access a live webcast via the US CFTC's website. Virtual participants can join by phone using provided toll-free or international numbers, along with a passcode and web ID for access. Materials presented during the meeting will also be made available online. Public comments related to the meeting are encouraged and may be submitted through the US CFTC's website until 17th of December 2024. For those unable to submit comments electronically, alternative arrangements can be made by contacting the US CFTC. The Market Risk Advisory Committee advises the US CFTC on matters such as evolving market structures and the movement of risks across key stakeholders, including clearinghouses, exchanges, intermediaries, market makers, and end users. It also examines systemic issues that could undermine the stability of derivatives markets and recommends ways to strengthen market structures and resilience. As one of five advisory committees under the US CFTC's oversight, the MRAC provides a platform for communication between the Commission, market participants, regulators, and academics. While its recommendations and opinions are advisory in nature and do not necessarily reflect the views of the US CFTC or the United States government, UKFCA unveils rising crypto ownership and roadmap for UK regulation. On 26th of November 2024, the United Kingdom's Financial Conduct Authority, or FCA, released its latest findings on UK consumer attitudes and behaviours towards cryptocurrencies. The report revealed that 12% of UK adults now own crypto, up from 10% in previous research. Awareness of crypto assets also rose from 91% to 93%, showing a growing public interest in digital currencies. Despite this, the UK FCA reiterated its warning that crypto remains high risk and largely unregulated, advising consumers to prepare for the possibility of losing their entire investment. On 12th August 2024, the UK FCA released its fifth wave of crypto asset consumer research, presenting an intricate portrayal of the UK's engagement with crypto assets. Conducted through YouGov's comprehensive online methodology, the study discusses consumer trends, behavioral shifts, and the burgeoning landscape of cryptocurrency ownership. This structured survey gathered data from 3,296 participants, split into representative and targeted crypto asset user groups. The UKFCA report shows a steady increase in public awareness of crypto assets and suggests growing public familiarity. Legal challenges remain in ensuring that consumers fully understand the risks involved. A portion of respondents continue to misunderstand the lack of regulatory protections, with 20% believing they would receive compensation in case of losses. This raises questions about the adequacy of disclosure requirements for crypto platforms. The UK FCA's emphasis on consumer education is a step forward, but the findings show the need for mandatory risk warnings in advertising and user agreements. Ownership of crypto assets has risen to 12%, representing over 7 million UK adults. Interestingly, the report highlights that the average value of holdings increased from 1,095 GBP to 1,842 GBP, reflecting deeper consumer engagement. Most purchases are still funded through disposable income, but the increased use of credit cards, 14%, raises legal concerns about financial overextension and debt risks. The popularity of platforms such as Coinbase and Binance shows the legal imperative of ensuring these exchanges operate transparently and securely. Centralized exchanges dominate the market, but their regulatory status remains a grey area, as does the oversight of their trading practices and custodial services. The report delves into consumer risks, including scams and fraud. 10% of crypto asset-aware individuals reported encountering fraudulent activity, with social media scams, fake endorsements, and phishing attacks leading the list. From a legal perspective, this highlights the urgent need for regulatory intervention to curb deceptive practices and enhance accountability among platforms. The findings of the report also show that 32% of crypto asset users experience negative events, such as withdrawal issues or forgotten passwords. Nearly 38% of crypto-aware respondents reported exposure to crypto advertisements, with social media being the most common medium. While advertising creates opportunities for market growth, its legal implications are significant. The report shows that only 32% of respondents noticed a risk warning in these advertisements. The UK FCA has already begun enforcing financial promotion rules, but the findings suggest that stricter oversight is required to ensure all advertisements meet regulatory standards. The report underlines the pressing need for a regulatory framework, with 27% of crypto users stating they would invest more if the sector were regulated. Interestingly, 58% of current users said they were comfortable trading in an unregulated market, illustrating the sector's appeal despite the risks. The UK FCA's proposed regulatory roadmap includes phased consultations to develop a comprehensive framework. This approach seeks to balance innovation with consumer protection, a key challenge given the sector's fast-paced evolution. Legally, this marks a shift towards aligning UK regulations with global standards while addressing market-specific risks. Crypto staking has emerged as a popular activity, with 27% of users participating in the past year. This growing trend introduces new legal complexities, particularly around the classification of staking rewards as income or securities. Without clear regulatory guidance, disputes over taxation and investor protections are likely to arise. Similarly, the rise of credit-based purchases and crypto lending shows the need for financial safeguards. Legal clarity on the treatment of crypto loans and the enforcement of lending terms will be essential as the market matures. Around a third of respondents believe they could raise a complaint with the UK FCA for losses. This exposes the gap in public understanding and the challenges of enforcing consumer rights in a largely unregulated environment. The UK FCA's efforts to clarify its role and issue consumer alerts are commendable but insufficient. A broader legal framework is required to establish mechanisms for dispute resolution, liability and compensation, particularly for fraud and platform failures. United Kingdom Financial Conduct Authority published Crypto Regulation Roadmap. On 26 November 2024, the United Kingdom Financial Conduct Authority, or UKFCA, published the regulatory roadmap for the regulation of crypto assets for a secure and innovative digital asset market. UKFCA's latest consumer research revealed that 12% of UK adults now own crypto assets, an increase from 10% in previous years. Public awareness has also risen to 93%, reflecting growing familiarity with digital currencies. However, the research also revealed misconceptions, as approximately a third of respondents believe they could raise a complaint with the UK FCA for financial protection if issues arise. The UK FCA emphasized that crypto assets remain high risk and largely unregulated, cautioning consumers to prepare for the possibility of losing their entire investment. The UK FCA's regulatory roadmap sets out a structured and phased approach. The plan builds on earlier achievements, including the introduction of anti-money laundering regulations for crypto-related businesses in early 2020. These measures were followed in late 2023 by financial promotions rules, which enforced stricter advertising standards to protect consumers from misleading or high-risk promotional content. UK FCA aims to prioritize stablecoin regulation in the first half of 2025. This will involve implementing requirements for backing assets, redemption processes, custody, and record keeping to ensure stablecoins are secure and transparent. Further measures will include asset segregation, reconciliation practices, and oversight of third-party service providers. The second half of 2025 will see a focus on market conduct and governance. This will include the introduction of rules to govern market abuse, disclosures, and admissions processes, ensuring transparency and accountability across the sector. A prudential source book will be developed to outline capital and liquidity requirements alongside risk management standards for crypto firms. Governance reforms will also be introduced, bringing crypto firms under the senior managers and certification regime. By late 2025 and early 2026, the UK FCA will shift its attention to trading platforms and intermediation activities. New rules will address trading platform requirements for location, access, matching, and transparency, aligning with global best practices. Intermediaries will need to comply with order handling and execution requirements. Lending and staking activities will also come under regulation, ensuring clear ownership rights and enhanced disclosure obligations. By 2026, the UK FCA plans to finalise all rules and publish the accompanying policy statements. This will mark the opening of the regulatory gateway and the full implementation of the UK's comprehensive crypto regime. The UK FCA's roadmap aims to engage with government, industry stakeholders, and international partners to develop a balanced regulatory framework. By focusing on phased consultations and transparent policy making, the UK FCA aims to create a flexible system that accommodates market evolution while ensuring robust safeguards. Matthew Long, Director of Payments and Digital Assets at the UK FCA, underscored the importance of collaboration, stating, "We are committed to building a safe, competitive, and sustainable crypto sector. This roadmap outlines how we intend to work closely with stakeholders to achieve these goals while supporting innovation. The UK FCA's regulatory initiatives will bring changes to the UK crypto landscape. Industry participants will need to prepare for enhanced compliance requirements, particularly regarding operational resilience, financial crime prevention, and consumer duty. Firms that adapt early to these regulatory changes may gain a competitive advantage in a more structured marketplace. For consumers, the roadmap promises greater clarity and protection, reducing risks associated with fraud and mismanagement. However, the UK FCA continues to caution against the high-risk nature of crypto investments, urging individuals to exercise due diligence and informed decision-making. MAS publishes Financial Stability Review 2024, Global Risks, Embracing Technological Change and Strengthening Resilience. On 27 November 2024, the Monetary Authority of Singapore published the Singapore's 2024 Financial Stability Review, offering an incisive analysis of the challenges and opportunities in an increasingly uncertain global economic landscape. The document evaluates macro-financial risks, corporate and household sector vulnerabilities, and the health of the financial sector, while also addressing emerging themes such as virtual assets, artificial intelligence or AI, and quantum technologies. The MAS FSR 2024 outlines the challenges posed by a volatile global macro-financial environment. With geopolitical conflicts, trade tensions, and elevated debt levels across advanced and emerging economies, the probability of adverse financial shocks remains high. Key vulnerabilities include stretched asset valuations, fiscal imbalances, and the risk of sudden corrections in financial markets. While emerging markets in Asia are better positioned with stronger buffers, policymakers are cautioned to maintain vigilance and adapt quickly to external shocks. Singapore's corporate sector has remained stable despite elevated global uncertainties. The FSR highlights improved financial conditions, with corporate debt levels significantly below pre-pandemic peaks. Small and medium-sized enterprises, or SMEs, have benefited from expanding access to credit, while larger firms continue to maintain robust liquidity buffers. However, external-facing companies are identified as more vulnerable due to global trade disruptions and geopolitical risks. Stress tests affirm that most corporates have adequate buffers to withstand potential earnings declines and interest rate increases. Insights from Chart Panel 2A, SME financing conditions have shown positive momentum, with an increase in the number of borrowers and healthy property-backed collateralization of loans. However, caution is warranted as certain sectors, like construction, face increased vulnerabilities. Households in Singapore have demonstrated strong financial health, supported by wage growth and moderated mortgage rates. The report notes that household debt has grown at a slower pace than financial assets, maintaining a manageable debt-to-income ratio. The private residential property market has stabilized, with slowing price growth and easing rental pressures. Liquidity risks are low as household cash and deposits continue to exceed liabilities, reinforcing the sector's resilience. The financial sector, comprising banks and non-bank financial institutions, remains a pillar of stability. Banks exhibit strong capital positions and low non-performing loan ratios, while insurance providers and investment funds effectively manage liquidity risks. Stress tests on domestic systemically important banks, or DSIBs, reveal their capacity to withstand severe macroeconomic shocks, ensuring continued financial system robustness. Box B stress test of DSIBs, the MAS stress-tested Singapore's DSIBs against scenarios involving severe global downturns and financial market dislocations, results affirm that banks retain sufficient capital to weather extreme conditions, though profitability may come under pressure. Box C, fire sale contagion from investment funds. The review raises concerns about potential market disruptions from fire sales by investment funds facing liquidity stress. Such scenarios could lead to abrupt asset repricing and market-wide volatility, necessitating proactive risk management. The FSR introduces key updates in securities regulations aimed at fostering transparency, protecting investors, and aligning with international standards. These include enhanced disclosure requirements for listed companies and stricter governance rules for trading activities. The adoption of blockchain technology in securities trading is also emphasized as a major innovation. Pilot projects exploring tokenized securities highlight MAS's commitment to integrating digital solutions, improving trade efficiency, and reducing transaction costs. The FSR includes two special features addressing critical financial stability themes, that is, Asian capital flows and the global financial cycle, which explores the resilience of Asian economies to monetary tightening and global financial volatility, and expanding the toolkit for macroprudential surveillance by advanced data analytics and stress testing models in managing systemic risks. The integration of climate-related risk assessments and digital asset monitoring tools reflects a forward-looking approach to financial stability. The MAS FSR 2024 discusses the increasing relevance of emerging technologies in financial markets, such as virtual assets, quantum technology, and artificial intelligence. MAS discusses the importance of regulating virtual assets to mitigate risks associated with volatility and illicit activities. Collaborations with global regulators aim to harmonize standards and enhance stability in this rapidly evolving space. MAS FSR 2024 also delves into the advent of quantum computing. MAS advocates for early adoption of quantum-resilient cryptographic protocols to safeguard data and maintain cybersecurity. MAS FSR 2024 also discusses the responsible use of AI. It is encouraged to improve risk management and operational efficiency, while ensuring fairness and transparency in financial services. UK FCA published consultation on transparency in enforcement investigations. On 28 November 2024, the United Kingdom's Financial Conduct Authority, or UK FCA, issued a follow-up consultation paper to refine its approach to enforcement transparency, building on earlier proposals made in February 2024. The updated consultation outlines amendments and changes aimed at enhancing public confidence in regulatory processes while addressing concerns raised by regulated firms and other stakeholders. The UK FCA is the principal financial regulatory body in the United Kingdom, overseeing conduct across a spectrum of financial services, including crypto assets. The proposed changes are aimed at increasing transparency and fairness in enforcement investigations. The updated consultation, a continuation of the proposals first set out in February 2024, integrates feedback received from stakeholders, USSEC accuses Eng Tang and Tuzi Capital LLC of 115 million GBP investment fraud in crypto mining and debt investments. On 29 November 2024, the United States Securities and Exchange Commission, or SEC, initiated a civil enforcement action against Eng Tang and his company, Tuzi Capital LLC, for allegedly defrauding investors in connection with cryptocurrency mining and distressed debt rehabilitation schemes. The complaint, filed in the United States District Court for the Southern District of California on 20 November 2024, outlines a number of misrepresentation and financial misconduct. The defendants are accused of raising over 115 million GBP from more than 1,573 investors while misappropriating funds and concealing the high risks associated with the investments. The United States Securities and Exchange Commission is seeking various remedies, including permanent injunctions to prevent further misconduct, disgorgement of unlawfully obtained gains, civil penalties, and a lifetime prohibition against Eng Tai-ying serving as a director or officer of public companies,
MAS imposes 2.4 million SGD civil penalty on JP Morgan Chase for misconduct in OTC bond transactions. On 2 December 2024, the Monetary Authority of Singapore, or MAS, imposed a civil penalty of 2.4 million SGD on JP Morgan Chase Bank NA for failing to prevent and detect misconduct committed by its relationship managers. The penalty follows an investigation into 24 over-the-counter bond transactions in which clients were overcharged due to misrepresentations and incomplete disclosures. The Monetary Authority of Singapore is Singapore's central bank and primary financial regulatory authority, tasked with maintaining the integrity of Singapore's financial system. JP Morgan Chase Bank NA, a global financial services leader, operates within Singapore's jurisdiction and is subject to its regulatory frameworks. Between November 2018 and September 2019, JP Morgan Chase relationship managers conducted 24 over-the-counter bond transactions in which clients were charged spreads exceeding the bilaterally agreed rates. These spreads were built over interbank prices, which were not disclosed to the clients. As a result, the clients relied entirely Australia and Singapore unite to boost sustainable infrastructure and decarbonisation efforts in Southeast Asia. On 3 December 2024, the Monetary Authority of Singapore, or MAS, announced collaboration with the Australian government through Export Finance Australia, which has approved a $50 million USD investment into Singapore's Financing Asia's Transition Partnership, or FASTP, initiative. This initiative aims to support Southeast Asia's clean energy transition and sustainable infrastructure development. The Monetary Authority of Singapore serves as Singapore's central bank and financial regulatory authority and maintains financial stability while advancing innovative and sustainable financial solutions. Export Finance Australia, the Australian government's export credit agency, and aims to promote Australian business interests abroad and strengthening regional ties through impactful economic investments. This joint effort is part of FASTP, a blended finance platform launched by MAS at the 28th United Nations Climate Change Conference, or COP28, in 2023. FASTP MAS and NUS extend landmark term professorship program for 5 more years. On 4 December 2024, the Monetary Authority of Singapore announced the renewal of its partnership with the National University of Singapore, extending the Monetary Authority of Singapore term professorship in economics and finance for another 5 years. This initiative was first launched in 2009 and has been expanded to include not just eminent academics, but also industry practitioners and emerging academic talents. The National University of Singapore is Singapore's leading global university, known for its multidisciplinary approach to education, research, and entrepreneurship. With over 40,000 students and campuses across the globe, the National University of Singapore focuses on complex academic and financial global challenges. With the aid of scholars, scholars, with the aid of 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 scholars, with the
USCFTC reports $17.1 billion in enforcement action for FY2024. On 4 December 2024, the U.S. Commodity Futures Trading Commission, or USCFTC, announced the enforcement action for fiscal year 2024, securing a $17.1 billion in monetary relief. This includes $2.6 billion in civil monetary penalties and $14.5 billion in disgorgement and restitution, largely driven by cases in the digital asset sector. The USCFTC showed its aggressive pursuit of misconduct across traditional markets and digital assets markets, committing to protect market integrity and participants, and to ensure the integrity of US markets through vigorous enforcement against misconduct across digital assets, environmental markets, and traditional commodities. The USCFTC.
MAS and ABS announce launch of electronic deferred payment solutions in mid-2025 and revise deadline for corporate check processing. On 5 December 2024, the Monetary Authority of Singapore and the Association of Banks in Singapore have jointly announced updates to Singapore's payment landscape. The Monetary Authority of Singapore has released a consultation paper detailing these initiatives and seeking stakeholder feedback. Two new electronic payment solutions, electronic deferred payment and its enhanced version, will be launched by mid-2025 to facilitate the transition to e-payments for businesses and individuals. Furthermore, the cessation deadline for processing corporate checks has been extended by 1 year to 31 December 2026. The electronic deferred payment and EDP Plus solutions are designed to replace traditional post-dated checks and cashier's orders, providing users with seamless digital alternatives through existing digital banking platforms. These solutions replicate the functionality of checks while offering enhanced security and efficiency. Starting from 1 July 2025,
Singapore.
Singapore.